In the second day of the voyage, they came to the highlands. It was the latter part of a calm, sultry day that they floated gently with the tide between these stern mountains. There was that perfect quiet which prevails over nature in the languor of summer heat. The turning of a plank or the accidental falling of an oar on deck was echoed from the mountainside and reverberated along the shores. And if by chance the captain gave a shout of command, there were airy tongues that mocked it from every cliff. Dolph gazed about him in mute delight and wonder at these scenes of nature's magnificence. To the left, the Dunderberg reared its woody precipices, height over height, forest over forest, away into the deep summer sky. To the right strutted forth the bold promontory of Antony's Nose, with a solitary eagle wheeling about it, while beyond mountain succeeded to mountain, until they seemed to lock their arms together and confine this mighty river in their embraces. In the midst of this admiration, Dolph remarked a pile of bright snowy clouds peering above the western heights. It was succeeded by another, and another, each seemingly pushing onward its predecessor, and towering with dazzling brilliancy in the deep blue atmosphere. And now muttering peals of thunder were faintly heard rolling behind the mountains. The river, hitherto still and glassy, reflecting pictures of the sky and land, now showed a dark ripple at a distance, as the wind came creeping up it. The fishhawks wheeled and screamed, and sought their nests on the high dry trees. The crows flew clamorously to the crevices of the rocks, and all nature seemed conscious of the approaching thunder gust.